Yisoida Hasidus, the foundation and the base of all of Hasidus, the Tzidkus for being a Chassid, Yisheresh Avoida, and the root of all Avoida, Hatmimahu, Hashlemus and Avoida. She is bor v'yisameh se'etzol ha'odom, that we should clear and become true by a person, ma'chavosu b'olamoi, what his chayiv is, and what his outlook should be, what his goal should be, and everything he works for. So the Shram says that there's a yesod here. I had a conversation with a bacher when I was in America before Pesach, so the bacher sitting next to me on the plane, not from here. I was next to Rosh Chodesh, so it's a different yeshiva. And we're talking. And he said to me, we got the end of the flight already, and he said to me, he wants to ask me something. He says, what do you do when you get up on a day or a period of time you don't want to do a Avodas Hashem? Yeah. I said, this cliche, that cliche. I said, what do you mean? You don't believe. You do it because right, because it's true. I've seen it. He says, no, I believe. I know everything. I don't want them. What should I do? So I told him, there's also a thing that you don't want. What the chat is that it's not MS by you. He said, no, it's MS by me. I'm telling you, it's MS by me. I know everything. I could pop one, I've seen MS, I've seen MS, I've seen all the cold and HR, everything. He knows everything. It's all true. But the part is, he says that he doesn't want them. What should you do? I told him, you don't believe. What's the pshat? Pshat is it. That's poshit that, let's say there would be, maybe people would make trips, these trips in the summer, in the afternoon, then you have a trip. Let's say they say a trip, I say today we're making a trip, we're going to make mud pies. That's today's activity. So they said, we'll do something more sophisticated. We're going to have Lego. We're going to have boxes of Lego. We'll put a store in bed with their own box, and you can build a Lego on police station, pirate ships, hostels. It's a little bit more interesting. But fun. Nobody can sign up. What's the trend? Why is it that little kids, you have a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, he's playing in the mud, and you ask him, what are you doing? What are you playing in the mud for? Is that a mess? This is the wall of China, this is the castle of King, whatever. Mud. It's all I remember, I have a clear memory when I was a little kid building in the mud. I remember the Harkosh with it. So then the kid gets a little bit older. His older brother, the big macher, he's a 6-year-old, says, well, just a cup, this is not a castle, this is mud. The little kid starts to cry, gets insulted. He gets a year or two older, he already became a big macher, he moved on to Lego. He's building police stations and fire trucks and stuff like Meissen. And it's Emes Amita, the older brother, who's already a 9-year-old. He says, it's just a cop, it's a Chadim, it's a Mshagas. He says, what do you mean? It's the real thing. This is it. He gets a little bit older. He starts with the Lego Narish guy. Gets his bike. He has a siren. He's a taller guy. Going up full. Riding up and down the block, back around. Running here, running there. And he's Zichra, that's it. You tell him what you're living in fantasy land. What do you mean fantasy land? He's on a call. You're stalking him. Get a little bit older. 13, 14, 15, cell phones, it's the same thing, the same mud pies. Somebody comes in with a narrative kid, with him playing around with a narrative kid, playing himself with the play. What do you mean? It's not a narrative kid, this is a... Why does a person stop playing with mud pies? Why does he move over to Lego, from Lego he moves over to bikes, and from bikes he moves over to cell phones moves over to cars, from cars moves over to ties, doesn't have that order. That market, do it the other way around, and from ties to suits, and from suits to... Why is it like that, by the way? Why do people do that? And then they get older. I know people who are 40 who are still children. Most of the people who are 40 I know are still children. Why is it like that, by the way? Including myself. Not insulting anybody. Why is it? But why not mud pies? Why don't we just stop there? It's anyway, I've seen a tie in a mud pie. Terrence is posh. You ever thought about it? I've been thinking about it since I stopped playing with mud pies. Terrence is a Terrence posh to Terrence. Terrence is that you come to Hakkar that it's mud pies, nothing there. Right? It's a shaker, there's nothing there. You thought, the only gishmak and playing with mud and building these towers with payrolls and this and that is because you can fool yourself that it's something. The minute you get to an intellectual understanding that it's nothing, so you're not able to do it. The second the kid clicks in his head that it's mud pies, it's finished. Same thing goes with Lego. The second that the kid clicks that it's sheker, he's not misugul another second to do it. Same thing goes with the Hatzalah guy. Why don't you see 19-year-olds running around with sirens playing Hatzalah? You see sometimes adult people over. What's the pshat in that, by the way? What's the chief guy? The guy stopped at 12. He went to the mud pies, went to Lego, play school. He stopped at the bike with the what do you call it? He's got a car, he got more advanced. He stopped there. What's the pshat? The terence is that a person has intellectual understanding. What is sheker, what's narishkeit, a person can't be oisik with. Isn't he not misogul? So the second it clicks in your head intellectually that this thing is a stupidity, it's over. That's a double portion. Same rule applies. In dimyonis, everyone has dimyonis. You will never be able to dimyon something which can't be true. You can be medama, far-fetched thing, how you made $1 million if you have it. But you can't invest as science fiction you don't have in your head. That everybody knows. Why not? Because it's sheker. And if you do, speak to me afterwards. Yeah? It's not possible. A person's meshubit to emes and sheker. We live in a world. So a person can walk to the gvul, as long as there's a 1% chance that it's emes. The minute that it's not emes, you can't do it. Everybody knows that. It's about Ramshutim, not the American. So I told the Bachar that if we would have an understanding, if we would know that Elam Haz is a mud pie, the same way mud pies are, so we wouldn't do our favors, and we would be constantly dovoking a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The reason why we don't have Cheshek HaVodas Hashem, or we have difficulty with HaVodas Hashem, is because Elam Haz is a Cheshivas. And we're not convinced that it's mud pies. So at the end of the day, everything starts with Emunah. Everything begins with Emunah, everything ends with Emunah. Azach that we know is everything. That means our ability to do things which are opposing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is based on our ability to walk away and make believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. And our ability to walk away from it is because it's not 100% Emes. Now, that is food for thought, what do you mean? But I do believe, how could it be? I don't believe, what does it mean it's not Emes? Say to it. That's, maybe we'll talk about it at a later date, what that means. Oh, but that's the Emes. The Emes is something which is Emes. If we would look at Olam Hazeh as suits and cars and ties and tivers and kin and covered, that guy said this and he said that and he went there and he went there and he said that, as mud pies, as a chanash. What's your mud pies? There's nothing there. But Olam Hazeh is also nothing there. It has no meaning. The Teretz says, please look at it as meaning. The Hakdama de Mesilas Sharm is a yesoy, it's a foundation. That means like this. If the whole parak Aleph of Mesilas Sharm basically says that Elam Haz is a mud pie, the whole parak Aleph says there's no purpose, Elam Haz is a problem. Elam Haz has no meaning. Nothing in Elam Haz has any meaning other than a hechatim of Elam Haz. That's all it says. If a person doesn't understand that, then there's no Zahiros and there's no Zrizos and there's no Kishos and there's no Nikios and there's no Hasidus, there's nothing. I'm going to say Tifa. The only amount of Zahiros, Zrizos that is going to be is the amount of the first parak that's going to be. The Moshul, on a scale of 1 to 100. Do we look at Olam Hazeh like mud pies? No. We have a Hashivas for Olam Hazeh, we worry about it, we think about it, we dagger for it, we protect it, we run after it. Do we look at it as the ultimate end? No. If we would, so we wouldn't be here. None of us would be here tonight. Nobody's here for coffee or for money or for a diploma. We don't give credit to nothing. You're not here. You're all here. So where are we? Where are we? We're somewhere in the middle. On a scale of 1 to 100, we're 2. Say it. Too generous. The amount of hakara that you have in Olam Haba as the ikra, that's the exact amount of zahiros you're going to have. You can't have more than that. It's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to have more zahiros than 2. Because that is magad to more than a level 2 out of 100, you believe Olam Haba is the ikr. How can you have zeros? So at the end of the day, everything comes back to the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim. That's why it's a yesoid. Foundation, if you want to know how high a building you can build, you want to build a 10 story building, a 20 story, 50 story building, it only depends on one thing. It depends how strong the foundation is. So the cycle of learning Mesilas Yesharim is that a person learns the first parak, and it reminds you that Elam Haz is not the ikur. You forgot completely about it. You were busy with our mud pies. You thought that this is something real. So it makes a little bit of scratch and it makes a little bit of effect on us. That's the amount of zehirus that's going to be. And you can learn the whole sefer, by the way. You have a yesod. That's the amount of zehirus that's going to be. That's the amount of zehirus that's going to be. Will be something, but it won't be more than that level of emuna. I'm going back to the emuna, to the level of emuna that you have. The ilm has is temporary. That's the exact amount of zehirus. You can't have more zehirus than that. If you have more than that, that's faking. You're faking. You're fooling yourself. It's not frumkeit. It's not doing ma'isim which aren't rooted anywhere. They don't last. It's like building a building without a yesod. There's no yesod. You're trying to put up another. A guy tries to put up another floor. The engineer said that the foundation can hold up 10 floors. You want to put up 15 floors. What happens? So the whole thing collapses. So the danger of collapsing is that everything that you do till now collapses also. But more than that, there's no stability. There can't be stability. There's cracks in the walls. Right? You build a thing about what happens. the wall shakes. Because it doesn't have a foundation to hold it up. There can't be a level of Avodas Hashem more than the emunah of what this parak is about. This parak is about emunah. What's Olam Haza? What's Olam Haba? There'll never be more Avodas Hashem than this parak. So this parak is a constant cycle that a person learns over and over and over again his whole life. And every time that he learns over this parak and he moves up a notch more in his hargosha of the temporariness of Olam Haza, in the mud pies of Olam Haza, that's exactly the amount of zehirus and Avodas Hashem he's going to have. Not more, but also not less. I was thinking of a diuk. Everyone asked the shayla. I don't know if this is a safe. They say that this is a safe that you can be dag like a rishon. That's what the goyin said. At least he said every word was oiske cheshbon. But I was thinking, yisayda chasidus v'sharish avoida. It always bothered me. I was thinking about it today, all day, in between other things. And yisayda is a foundation. Sharish is a root. And if the safe was written with the diktuk that the goyin said it was, so always interests me. Why does he change the lashon by chasidus to yisoid and by avodas hasharish? I'm not saying that this is what he meant. I'm not saying this is a pshat. I'm suggesting something to think, some food for thought. But it's negated to what we said. Chasidus is the state of the relationship between a person and Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think the English on the side it says they call it saintliness. If I'm not mistaken, the list on myself. No, what does it say? What do you mean? Foundation of. I'm just giving food for thought. I'm not saying this is the pshat, but ulay, maybe the pshat like this. This parak is the yisoid of everything, and it's the sharish of everything. It's the foundation of everything. Without this parak, there's nothing, as we spoke. And only as much as you drill this parak into your head, level by level, notch by notch, piece by piece. And again, we have to discuss one of the weeks. What does it mean, notch by notch? I mean, if I come along and tell you that Lego is nothing, right? So you don't have to go chazir over 50 times. You have to get 6 or 7 every day chazir over. Lego is nothing. It's Nairish Kate. It's not the Iker. It's only a prosdor. It's only a hechitim. So, right? Once the kid chaps, why does this take so long to go into our heads? L'chayr, if we're going to read next week, that's a prosdor, so it's all over, finished. That's a very, very tief azach, which is negeir to the whole nekud of Bechira of how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, which is a shver azach. But anyway, so I was thinking like this. A yisoid is a foundation. If a guy puts up a foundation, and you don't build further, you don't have anything, you have a foundation. Shayrish is azach, that if you plant, it grows by itself. Put a shayrish in, the tree grows. That's the chil between yisoid and a shayrish. It's efshazik. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. The point I want to bring out anyway. Chasidus, which is the etzem tzitzkus of a person, if you put a foundation, the foundation is this parak. You learn the parak 100 times, you're only in the foundation. You haven't built the building yet. You have to do mitzvahs. There's averus, there's mitzvahs, there's Torah, there's tefillah. There's what to do. So learning this parak doesn't give you anything in the building. You have a yisoid. You have what to build on. You have to go do now. You have to learn. You have to daven. You have to do mitzvahs. You have to shake the lulav. Build your sukkah. Learn day and night. Daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the parak in relation to the results of being close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, being a chosid, being a tzaddik, it's a yisoid. It's a foundation upon which you could build, but it's not going to be built by itself. If you sit and learn Sil Sharm every day for an hour and you don't learn and you don't daven and you don't do mitzvahs, so you're left with a foundation, but you left nothing. You're not a chosid. You're nothing. So as far as chasidus is concerned, as far as the etzim relation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not more than a yisoid. It's a yisoid upon which you can build. And the building won't be built by itself. You can learn this 100 times, but you won't have a building. But in avodah, it's a shayrish. A shayrish means that it grows by itself. Every time you're going to learn this parak again, it's automatically going to increase your avodah Hashem. Automatically. Because when a person puts into himself a hakara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ikar, Elam Hazah is the Tafel, Elam Abba is the Ikar, automatically it's going to have ramifications to everything you do. Your Avodas Hashem is going to change in every area. In Midas, in dealing with Ben Olam Chaveroi, in Ben Olam Namokoim, in Taiva, in Kinda, it's a shame, it's going to grow by itself. So in Avodah, mitad doing Avodas Hashem, mitad getting yourself to do, to be poil, this thing is a thing which feeds into everything you do. You'll see, if you learn it again and again and again, and you make it part of your life, it's gonna radiate to everything you do. Your avodah is gonna grow, your avodah is gonna increase, your avodah is gonna be more l'shem shamayim. It's gonna be more dveikus than a kodesh baruch hu. Like a shayrish. It's a shayrish that gives root. This parak is a shayrish that gives root. Mitad the results, mitad the etzim state of your relationship to a kodesh baruch hu, you have to go do. So legabi l'chasidus, it's a yesoid, and legabi avodah, it's a shayrish. I want to, as an introduction to this, to bring out the same thing that I just said. I want to learn with you together a piece from the Alta, from the Mashgiach of Chaskel Levenstein, which brings out in a slightly different way what I just said. Let's see it together. It's in from Ori Cheskel, the Chelik of Torah Vedas, page very Tifavor here. A person should try that his Averis shouldn't be Aldera Chateva, they shouldn't be habit. Ella? If a person doesn't do Rotzon Hashem, it should not be natural. If a person is in a natural state of staying distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the punishment you're going to get is going to be part of Teva. What does it mean? It's our job at least to worry, at least. We have to make sure that our natural status quo in Ruchnius is not a status quo that the normal situation is that I'm going to do a chet. Because without hard work, the natural state of a person, the natural status quo is that he's distant from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person's natural state is not good. Taiva covered, Mushroshim boy, very deeply rooted in him. Miteva briyosa from the time of his creation. Kumoi kein shara midas amagunois, other bad midas. Umidas rolls elohem asiba yikaros lakoma halachayev. These bad midas are the ikar reason why he does most of what he does. Now, the lakor vestivoi to go break your teva, the lakor may ask my midas alolu to go artificially go say like this. I intellectually know that these things are bad. Kin is bad. Taiva is bad. I'm going to go break myself. It's very hard to do. The real way, and this is what Musar is all about, Musar is not to go break your midas. That means like this. A person has a taiva on day X, day Y. You'll win the battle, you won't win the battle. That's not what Musar is about, and it's almost impossible to win the battle. Haderech yechida lekach l'litzor b'kir bo is to create inside of you teva acher, a new nature, hamenugid, which opposes the opposite l'tiva hakoidim. Only if you create a new teva, then you can fight the battle. Therefore, kol asher lehishrish b'kir boi teva chadash, who never rooted in himself a new teva, a new status quo, so then in a natural way you're not going to do the right thing. And therefore, v'oinchim chomer admoiv, v'hainu shekosav halutzato. And that's what the Ramchal wrote, b'reis sefroi. Yisoyed ha-chasidus ha-shoyrish ha-voyed ha-tamimah she-izbar v'yisameis etzol odom ha-chavosa b'olom ul-matzoch she-yosem ha-botom v'gamosay. Why? The odom ul-nivra ul-sanei gal Hashem v'lenotiv she-nosay. If the Ramchal started off the Sefer with this, says the Mashgiach, ha-derech ha-yechida levinyan ha-odom hu, so the message is that the only way for a person to build himself, she-yeda, she-odom nivra ul-man chay-olam ha-ba, he has to know that he was created only for olam ha-ba, u-mavad chay-olam ha-zeh ha-cholfim. And besides the Chayav Elam Hazah, which just passed by, Tzofu Lo Adam Tanug Amidah Elam Haba. There's real pleasure in Elam Haba. Raka Idei Hakora Zu Yuchal Is Gavra Al Tavzel. Only through this Hakora, it's the only way a person can beat Elam Hazah. K'moshe Kosef Chavis Al Avavus Ki Anefesh Lo Tisnadev. The Neshama will not agree to operate Mashiyesh Lo Ela B'Yoydi Raptayv Tzofu Lo. The Neshama knows he's only going to operate if he knows he's going to get a return. The only way the neshama is going to give up on the pleasure is b'yoyde sheyesh dover ha-misnagelo. V'lachayin chayev leida v'lahakir v'hanos v'metzias olam haba k'desh yuchol l'zgabar al taivas olam haza. What he's saying over here is v'etzim. Understand that Musar is beating yourself, beating your brains in, beating your bones. I mean, I am who I am, and don't do this and don't do that, and fight this and fight that. It's impossible. It's not shayach b'chol. Zok the Rebbe that Musar is changing your understanding of what's the Ikkar, what's the Tavol. If you don't change it, that's why the Mesil Shishlom starts off with this. It starts off with the Ikkar Zelbaz. It's a shame, it's a very high dargah. If you would ask me, why is Tavol, don't do this and don't do that, this is not Chosher. It says, they're not like that. And he's saying in a very deep way what I said before. If you're not going to change your understanding of what's Ikkar, what's Tavol, then all the Musar in your Shemaim and your Asa'in is not going to help you. Because your natural state is Avelim Hazak. Your natural state is in mud pies. Your natural state is playing with play school and Lego. That's what you have a natural chashivas for. Is Kozman you're going to blibe there that if that has a chashivas by you, then everything else is fighting a battle against the monster. And if the Mesil Zeshom starts off the safer with this, Mesil Zeshom is sending us a very deep message. Mesil Zeshom is saying, listen here, everybody say, before you start with heroes, before you start with heroes, you should start off with the heroes. First, stop doing up heroes, if you start doing this, just worthless. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to do anything. Because you're an Olam Hazanik. And as much as you're an Olam Hazanik, nothing's going to help. Nothing can change. You can't scratch the surface even. Is as much as a person is going to change his natural state, where's your starting point? If your starting point is an Olam Hazanik, then you want to go do a Avodas Hashem, it's kind of impossible. It's like falling through the wall. But a person has the yicholas to change his etzim status quo. To change his etzim hakara of what's richtig and what's emes and what's not emes. As much as he'll do that, says the Mashgiach over here, that's as much as Avodas Hashem you'll do afterwards. But without changing your etzim status quo, your etzim starting point, it's kaman nachayevacha. Ishteita big avoided. That means the ikker avoided that a person has to put in his whole life is into this parak. It's a lifetime's work. And as much as we're kaina nocha hargosha that Eilam Haz is not the ikker, and ikker is Eilam Hava, and the relationship with Akash Baruch Hu is the ikker, everything else is memela. Everything else is a result of that. Everything else is a function of that. Everything is a tzitzah of that. Otherwise, we stand talking to the wall.